Well, look who joins us this morning, my pal and fellow broadcaster from the Emerald Isle, Tony Scott, who does his own radio thing at Southeast Radio in Ireland. Good morning, Tony. At top of the morning, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Top of the morning, Kevin. To be sure. Tora-Laura, laddie.
Tora-Laura. I'm doing what?
St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, Tony, do you know Gaelic? I mean, can you speak Gaelic? If you run across an old-timer there, are you able to converse in Gaelic?
Well, if I run across an old-timer, I'm probably going to be arrested.
I didn't know you speak Klingon. No, I'm sorry. That's awesome. I'll take that as a big yes. How about that? All right. Well,
I just said that I speak a little bit of Irish. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and you.
Excellent, and to you. That's awesome. That's all. So now I have to tell you, Tony, I'm a little disappointed this morning because as it turns out, you're not in Ireland, are you?
I'm in England.
How can a good Irishman be in England on St. Patrick's Day? I don't get that.
Okay, well, there's a very good explanation. It's my
there
best
better
friend's
be.
Birthday weekend, it just happens to fall around the same time as St. Patrick's weekend, so...
Oh, there you go.
I'm over here.
There you go, being a good friend and all. Darn you, Tony. Darn you.
That's the Irish. We're the friendliest.
You are. You really are. And I need your help with this morning, by the way, too,
sure.
Because, you know, being St. Patrick's Day, and being that, you know, I'm Irish on my dad's side of the family, I actually am a shame to the Irish, because so many of the Irish foods and things I don't like. I mean, for instance, beer. I don't like dark beer. Guinness and all that. I know it makes me a heretic because I don't like dark beer. I also, corned beef and cabbage, I hate cabbage.
But we don't eat corned beef.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Where did I get that from then? I thought that was a big Irish thing.
Just like Lucky Charms. We don't get those over here.
You don't have Lucky Charms?
No.
I will send you a box of Lucky Charms if you like.
Oh, please do. I've always wanted to try them and see how non-Irish they taste.
Did you know they're magically delicious?
Wow.
about the only thing I like is beef stew. Now, that's Irish, right?
I made a lovely beef stew the other day.
Did you really?
It was just amazing.
So what other Irish foods would you suggest for me so I can indulge my Irish side that I might like?
Kevin, there is one staple Irish food that everybody knows how to cook, whether you boil them, whether you roast them, the old potato.
That's right, exactly. The thing that sent millions to this country 150 years ago, you know, wow.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah, I am, actually. If it wasn't for potatoes, I probably wouldn't be here, you know, so.
Exactly. So potatoes is one. Let me think. Another Irish.
Wait, do potato chips count if I do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I love potato chips.
They're all children of the potato.
I've got a weird image in my head right now, which I'm sure. We are the children of the potatoes.
It sounds like one of those leprechaun movies.
It does. I want me gold.
Black pudding.
Black pudding?
Have you ever had black
pudding? No, I must say.
Known in Germany, it would be known as blood sausage.
That does not sound appealing. They need to change the name at the very least of that because. I don't know.
Black pudding is delicious.
So what are your plans today, my friend? Even though you're not in the Emerald Isle, what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, at the moment, I don't know if you can hear it in the background.
I hear music.
Irish Spotify playlist going since 7 a.m. this morning.
Nice.
Irish time. Can I just ask, by the way, our esteemed leader and Taoiseach, and I suppose he would be equivalent to a prime minister, is over visiting Trump at the moment.
I saw him yesterday, and I'm telling you, he looked glorious, and they actually looked like they were getting on great.
Can you do me one favor?
I certainly can.
Can you cancel his return flight?
I'm taking he ain't too popular. Okay. Wow. Doesn't matter. That's crazy. No. They. I mean, it looked like a leprechaun threw up in the White House press room yesterday. I'm telling you, man, it was green all over the place.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think there's any other country in the world that can use something like what we've got with St. Patrick's Day is such a tourist opportunity.
Oh, it's wonderful, though. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm wearing green today myself. Yeah. Tony Scott, my friend, my fellow broadcaster in Ireland over there at Southeast Radio. My friend, I wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day today.
And can I extend my happy St. Patrick's Day to you, your family, and to any Irish diaspora listening in Missouri this morning? Hello, you're always welcome home. We'd love to see you again.
I would love to be there. And by the way, there's a box of Lucky Charms on the way to you before too long, my friend.
Oh, I can't wait.
They're magically delicious. Thanks, Tony. Happy St. Patrick's Day, pal.
And to you, Kevin. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. Tony's a blast.